So I wanted to say a few words about CBD. That's cannabidiol. I might not be pronouncing it right. And it's all the rage these days. Dr. Oz has done a show on it, and there's a lot being said. It's derived from the hemp plant, not the marijuana plant, but the hemp plant, and it's cannabis therapy. And a lot of folks are latching on to it, some partly to be edgy and avant-garde, and others because it's been around a long time and it does have benefits. Interestingly, hemp oil has all of the benefits of fish oil, in as much as it's very antioxidant and it has lots of fatty acids like the omega-3, 6, and 9 that are rich in fish oil. So at the very least, even if you bought hemp oil from Amazon, you could see some benefits that are referable to the same as a fish oil capsule. However, hemp oil that has CBD in it is very effective, more effective at some other things like arthritis and epilepsy and a sense of well-being in dogs as they get older. So, what would be, let me explain to you how I ended up recommending CBD. In 2018, I came to the conclusion that CBD was worthless. I had been looking at cases that had CBD on board, followed them for, 2 weeks even, and to see if there were any advantages, and saw almost none. And then lots of clients were going out and buying hemp oil, Amazon and other places commonly, and reporting back. They were trying it just because of what they saw on TV, and they were reporting back that there were no advantages. So in 2018, I wrote an article that basically just said CBD is a ridiculous hoax. And that's where I was at. And then my email box would periodically feature an email from one of my clients with a dog that was doing better on whatever ailment that it had, like thunderphobia or inter-dog aggression or being a jerk on a leash when it would go out for walks and go nuts about seeing other dogs. Or in particular, a lot of skin cases that got better. And I was confused because they were saying that they were giving it CBD and that was what changed. And the first time I saw that, I was like, coincidence. Second time I saw it, I was like, wow, that's a, huh. And then the third time I saw it, I was like, okay, let's figure this out. So then I asked those people getting results what they were using, send me a picture of the bottle, and they did, and it was real CBD from, reputable companies. And then I realized that there's almost no regulation on CBD, that they can be selling hemp oil as CBD. They can imply that, and they can dance around it with different code words and all that. But probably the majority of my customers that were using CBD were not even using real CBD. As I determined that the ones that were actually getting results were going with real CBD, and they were doing it long enough. 201, the people having success said that it took more than 4 weeks to get results in those skin cases, which is a gigantic leap of faith because real CBD has some expense, and the 4 weeks that you're waiting for the dog's skin to improve is a long time to just believe that what you're doing is actually going to work down the road. So I basically had to turn around and say, well, if you're using real CBD and you use it long enough, you could actually get these results. That's what turned me around. So the reason I started to research and write about CBD is because it is a wild west of regulations. There aren't many regulations. The FDA doesn't look at anything but the packaging and the labeling. The companies are self-regulating, and a lot of companies out there don't have a lot of ethics. And so the way I got dragged back into the CBD arena basically was that you can't argue with success. But those two elements of using real CBD long enough is the core of the situation. Now, to the CBD that you would get, I recommend human packaged CBD. There's two primary reasons. One, I think that regulations regarding the packaging of human CBD are more strenuous than the packaging around animal CBD. The FDA barely has time to care about the purity and potency and safety of CBD for people, let alone worrying about whether or not there's a contaminant or a label inaccuracy for animals. In other words, I think that with pet CBD, it's a little easier to cut corners and not have a problem. So the second reason I recommend human CBD for animals is because the animal CBD is an opportunity for companies to dilute the CBD for animals. It just makes sense. Most people would be like, well, of course you're not going to use the same strength as people, but you do. I think it's a good excuse for companies to dilute the CBD and sell it for about the same price as they're selling the human in the same volume. So I don't think we need to be using pet CBD on animals, particularly the animals that need it. There's great economy in a bottle of human packaged CBD that concentrate to 750 milligrams in a 30 mil bottle. It's pretty good economy, but when you get the same CBD from the same company for cats, they dilute it down to where a bottle lasts 1 month, just as tidy as can be. They charge $30 for a bottle that lasts 1 month, whereas you could spend $60 and get a bottle that lasts 5 months for a cat. So you kind of see what I'm saying. It's what the consumer base expects. But if you kind of look at it with a little degree of skepticism, I think you'll find that the economy is in human packaged CBD. So then brands of CBD that you might choose to purchase, there are some out there as evidenced by the cases that I've seen responding to it. There's a lot out there. Again, economy and potency are the things that drive the purchase decision. And there was a company called Leafly. It's not a company, it's a website called Leafly, and it's kind of the thinking man's 420 website. It's basically lawyers and doctors and fancy people who are sympathetic to cannabis, and they want a website that isn't festooned with Grateful Dead and mushrooms and, you know, psychedelic colors. It's a very clean-cut looking Better Homes and Gardens type of website. And so Leafly did some ratings of human CBD manufacturers and came up with a list of 5 or 10 of them that were best economy, widest product selection, best proven potency. So through a variety of different parameters, they came up with a list of the cream of the crop. And that's the list that I came off of to make my recommendations as far as CBD. Last point I want to make in this audio track is regarding CBD and what it can do. I think if you gave CBD to a healthy 5-year-old dog, you would not see a thing. Healthy 5-year-old dogs have pretty much everything that we want in dogs. They are usually they have an adequate metabolism, their appetite's good, they are getting around easily, they don't have arthritis or orthopedic issues, they don't have anxieties. The average 5-year-old healthy young dog wouldn't show any advantage to CBD except if a person wanted to use it for antioxidant properties, because there's no age that doesn't benefit from antioxidants. But why would you spend a chunk on CBD antioxidants when you could be getting fish oil capsules, which are very similar in effect besides the CBD? Now, in dogs that have high anxieties or inter-dog aggression or terrible behavior on leashes, or you're trying to kind of take the edge off of some anxieties, or dogs that have orthopedic injuries or arthritis, or especially dogs over the age of, say, 9, or 10, depending on how they're aging. The anti-inflammatory, anti-arthritis benefits of CBD are palpable. Or dogs with chronic skin problems, especially immune-mediated skin problems. A dog requiring a ton of steroids, Apoquel, Cytopoint, might be able to move off of those medications eventually with CBD therapy. So what I'm doing with those dogs is putting them on CBD and then keeping them on that for something on the order of months, and then cutting back on the medications that they're otherwise taking in Western medicine. That would also hold for the anxiety dogs on Prozac, putting them on CBD, letting them stay on there for at least 6 weeks, and then starting to cut down the Prozac dosing and see whether or not there is a regulatory effect on that. And then those skin cases the same way, and arthritis cases. The last area of CBD therapy I wanted to touch on is most of my epileptics are also going to be on CBD, because the cannabinoids, and I'm talking THC and CBD, the cannabinoids have been proven to reduce the incidence, interval, and severity of seizures. And as a safe molecule, is not a problem to add alongside other modalities for anticonvulsants. In other words, if your dog's on phenobarbital and diazepam, there's no reason not to use CBD along with that, and then later try to scroll off the phenobarbital, which can have negative effects on the liver. So it's an important adjunct to a lot of therapies. It's something that should be seriously considered in most dogs over the age of about 10 that are dealing with some of the infirmities of aging and arthritis and oxidant properties of aging. And then younger dogs with some anxieties and skin problems. I think that there's a lot of dogs impacted that could benefit from CBD. And that just remains to be seen on a case-by-case basis. Fortunately, a 4 to 6 week supply of CBD is not onerously expensive, and it is available. Thanks.